You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
You're invited to tune in to the AACML Kingdom Broadcast with Senior Chief Apostle Dr. John Newhouse. AACML is the Apostolic Association of Churches, Ministers, and Leaders International. Please join us each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, during ancient times, one of the tactics of warfare was they would amass thousands and thousands and thousands of people that were not necessarily soldiers. Stay with me. And they would have them grab picks and sticks and anything they could get their hand on because they did not give these people weapons. The weapons went to the soldiers who had the armament. But they would take these thousands of people, sometimes 30, 40, 50,000 people, and they would put them on the front line and have them march towards a fortress. Most of the time these people were slaves. They were people on a low social standing, or they were servants. They had a very low social standing in the culture. And they would become part of this army called footmen. Everybody say footmen. And the footmen would begin to march against the opposing army. Stay with me now. They had very little weaponry. They had no armor. They were just a massive group of people with very little skill. Most of them died. Come on, somebody, amen. And listen, they were never intended to win. That was not the purpose of the footmen. That was never the strategy of a king that would use footmen to go into battle. The footmen went in massive numbers. Thousands of them would march against the fortress. And their whole objective was to get the other army to deplete their resources. They used their bodies for targets. They used their bodies so they would launch all the trebuchets and use all their fireballs up. And they would just keep sending thousands and thousands and thousands of people day after day after day. So the people that were in the fortress would take everything they had to kill the people that were coming. They wore them out and they made them weary. Day and night they sent footmen. And they kept coming and coming and coming so that the opposing army never got to sleep, never got to rest, and they had to deplete all of their resources. Yes, they died. Somebody say, yes, they died. Yes, they did not get a breakthrough. But their whole objective was to wear out the opposing enemy. That was the purpose of their life, to drain resources. Until they became very weary, very vulnerable. Everybody say weary. Everybody say vulnerable. Say, Pastor, why are you telling me all this? Because listen, when all of a sudden your life gets turned up down and nothing seems to be working well the way you think it ought to be working, how many know that's just footmen? Come on, somebody, amen. How many know sometimes life just sends things in waves? It just comes in waves, one after another. You start saying, my Lord, where is all this stuff coming from? What's going on? One bill comes and you get it paid, and then another bill shows up, and you ain't got no money left to pay another one. One day you're driving down the road, you get a flat tire. You have to go buy a brand new tire. That's $250. You get the brand new tire on there. Your guy in the garage looks at you and says, you got to have some brakes. These brakes ain't going to make it another week. You, oh, my God, how am I going to get brakes? Come on, amen. You get the call from the doctor when you got home. We got your blood test back. Now everything ain't looking right. We need you to come back in for some more tests. Somebody say footman. That's footman, amen. You get home finally, you get back from the test, all of a sudden, Junior's at home with a fever throwing up all over the house. You got to clean up all of his puke. Come on, is this making sense to anybody? One thing after another, it just keeps coming. It doesn't really have the ability to take you out. It just keeps coming, amen. You're still there. You're still fighting, but you're getting tired. You're getting weary. You're constantly having to fight all these little things one after another. They just keep coming, and they keep coming, and they keep coming. Footmen soldiers. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Footmen, amen. You just get into this place where it's overwhelming. Huh? They get behind, that you go to work, and they talk gossiping about you. Somebody spreads a rumor. The next thing you know, everybody in the office thinks you're something else. Footmen. Come on, amen. You get rejected by other people. Footmen. Not invited to the party. Footmen. Ain't got enough money. Footmen. Got too many bills. Footmen. Can't never get your head above water. Footmen. Can't never overcome. Footmen. Husband won't talk to you. You're lonely at night. Footmen. Come on, amen. Nobody wants to recognize your ministry. Footmen. Not having enough finances to buy a new house or get a car financed. Footmen. Sitting down to eat dinner with your family and go have a family night and a big fight break out. Footman. Go to a birthday party and somebody tell you to shut up. Footman. Come on, somebody. All they do is come against you to wear you out. They come against you to wear you. Is everybody all right? This is what he said. He said, if you're getting weary with the footmen, what you gonna do when it comes time to have to contend with the horses? When it comes time to have to contend with something way more powerful, way stronger than footmen. Let me give you two things and we'll get out of here. Number one, when you see footmen, rejoice. When you see footmen, rejoice. It's an indication you're headed in the right direction. Come on, amen. Pastor, what do you mean rejoice? You really want me to celebrate this stuff? Instead of complaining and worrying about the challenges, instead of staying home under your blanket and pulling it up over your head, not getting out of the bed for 4 days, feeling sorry for yourself, why don't you rejoice that you're still here and you're still in the game and you still got something left? Go ahead and celebrate, amen. You could have walked out. You could have quit your job. You could have given up. You could have said, I can't take anymore, but you're still here. I said, you're still here. Oh, somebody shout, I'm still here. You might not be able to see any end of what it's hard that you're going through, but you're standing in the middle of all of it, right in the middle of the storm. Let the footmen come. Let them come every day. I'm still standing and I'm still here. I say rejoice. Rejoice. Somebody shout rejoice. Footmen are always an indication that your life is headed in the right direction. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. If you're feeling any kind of pressure in your life, it might just be about the fact that you're ready to score a touchdown. How many of you know when somebody's got the football and they're running with the ball, every person on the opposing team all of a sudden runs after the guy with the ball. He can feel the pressure, baby. He can feel it breathing down his neck. But I want to tell you something. That's a good indication that he's about ready to score a touchdown. Somebody shout footman. The second thing I want you to understand about footman soldiers is this. The bigger the challenge, the greater the breakthrough. I said the bigger the challenge, the greater the breakthrough. Somebody said I'm facing the battle of my life. I feel like all hell has broke loose in my life. I'm trying to keep smiling, Pastor. I feel like I've been under attack from my family. I've been under attack from my friends. It's a continuous attack. Well, listen to me. Then you ought to be rejoicing the loudest. You ought to be standing up in your living room when you get home and say, I got praises on my lips and I got joy in my heart. I must obviously be doing something right because the enemy of my soul has launched a full scale of attack, a footman in my life. The greater the battle, the greater the victory. Listen, if you are facing giant-sized problems, it's because God's about to give you a giant-sized breakthrough. Come on, amen. You will never, never have supernatural miracles unless you have impossible problems. How many know you can't have a supernatural miracle unless you've got something you need supernatural for? Somebody said, I want to see a supernatural miracle. Well, get ready to go through hell to get it. Because it ain't a supernatural miracle unless you got to be delivered out of something that takes supernatural power. Oh, come on. I think somebody ought to jump up to their feet and just give him praise. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. It's just an indication. You're headed in the right direction. Hallelujah. Oh, give him praise. Somebody shout, I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. You better back up off me, devil. Because I was meant to run with horses. Hallelujah. Slap somebody high five and say, I'm running. I'm running. I'm running. Woo. Hallelujah. Go ahead, you can sit down. I ain't done. Listen to me. I know sometimes you feel like giving up, but listen to me. It's just a footman. That's all it is. It's life. Life happens. Sin manifests. You got to learn how to overcome sin. The more you overcome, the more blessed you're going to be. The more you engage it, the worse you're going to be. Come on, amen. Think about Joseph. He was lied on by his brothers, thrown into a pit, sold into slavery, blackmailed, accused of rape, thrown into prison. Footman, 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 footman. He had the right perspective on it, and because of that, God raised him up to become the prime minister of Egypt, and it changed the course of the entire world. The whole world was changed. Come on, amen. How do I learn to stay faithful when footmen soldiers come up against me? Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She had to press her way through 12 years of doctors. Somebody said, I got a bad report from the doctor yesterday. This lady pressed her way through 12 years of doctors. Footmen, somebody shout footmen. Every doctor she went to had a footman problem. There was a footman soldier, another footman soldier, another footman soldier. 12 years of footman soldiers told me I can't be healed, told me I can't go, told me I had to stay. I had to press my way through a crowd who said I shouldn't even be there. I ain't allowed to touch nobody in my condition, but I'm going beyond the religious law that was set in my place. I'm going out in public. I'm going to press through these footman soldiers, and I'm going to touch the hem of somebody that can make me whole and give me my miracle. Come on, amen. You cannot let the footman soldiers keep you from the destiny of your life. You got a battle. You got a fight. Somebody shout, I'm still here.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Listen, I come to tell somebody, you need to suck it up. I went to Truth Church. They told me to suck it up. I'll never go back again. You need to suck it up. Well, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is in the Bible. Come on, amen. You can't lay around in your house all day watching TV for 8 hours a day trying to check out from reality because somebody done hurt your little feelings. Suck it up. Come on, amen. Peter said it this way. Peter's the one that actually said, suck it up. Peter said it this way. Gird up your loins and prepare yourself to run. He was using vernacular that was worse than what I said. He was using something you hear on the side of a football field. What kind of a church did I find myself in this morning? Listen to me. Some of us need to learn how to break the habit of quitting. Anytime a little bit of pressure comes, we turn around and go the other way. Well, that can't be the Holy Spirit. It wouldn't just, that's just, God wants me to always be happy and blessed. That's why you're still where you are. You've avoided controversy all your life, thinking God's trying to keep you from pain. Let me tell you something. The cross was a painful place. Come on, amen. You got everything in you you need to win. My Bible says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise. Stop thinking about all that stuff keeps you awake at night. Stop biting your nails. Stop twisting your hair. Stop plucking your eyebrows out. Stop sitting at the drive-thru 5 hours a day filling up on chicken McNuggets because you can't deal with life. Footman, 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 footman. Come on, amen. That's all it is. It's footman soldiers. It's things being thrown at you by the enemy to get you weary, to wear you out, to bring you to a place of vulnerability so he can get you and take you out forever. Let me tell you what hell don't understand. Hell don't understand that when it's thrown its best shot at you, listen, hell might send 1,000 footman soldiers at you to try to wear you out and take you down. You might have more bills and more problems and more issues than you can even wrap your mind around in a day. But you'll still be standing if you put your faith in God. You'll still be able to know how to lift up a praise in the middle of your living room when it looks like everything around you from every area in your life is collapsing. And it cannot take your joy. Come on, amen. I wonder if I got anybody that's been worn out by footmen. Huh? Well, if you've been worn out by the footmen, how are you going to contend with the horses? Somebody say the horses. And listen, I don't believe God was rebuking him. That's not what this is. I believe God was informing him that after footmen will come horses. Huh? He was saying, Jeremiah, you were built for something more than this. You were built for something more than just footmen. I'm raising you up to do something more. Because God fully expected Jeremiah to be able to contend with horses. God had an expectation that Jeremiah would be strong enough to contend with horses. Amen? Can I just tell you something about horses? Horses are fast. Come on, horses can run long distances. Horses can run in hot or cold. Horses can run through snow. Horses can go all day long. Horses can run multiple miles wide open without stopping. Horses sleep standing up. Come on, somebody. Amen. They just walk around in a pasture 22 miles a day. Go right through the snow. They keep standing. They sleep standing up. And here's what God was saying to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you need to understand something. You are going to be strong. You are going to be capable. You're going to be fast. You're going to have more endurance than a horse. You're going to be able to go further in your day than anybody else has been able to go further. You're going to be able to run wide open. Ain't nobody going to be able to stop you. You're going to be able to stand even when you're sleeping. And when you've done everything to stand, you'll still be standing. Come on, somebody. You'll learn to be faithful in season, and you'll be faithful out of season. You'll learn how to have faith in God when it looks like all hell's broken loose. God will extend your natural and put some super on it and cause you to become supernatural. When an adversary raises its head against you, it won't matter because you'll have the strength of a horse. You'll be more powerful than anything that can rise its head against you, and you will overcome. Somebody shout, I'm going to overcome. Because I intend for you to be able to contend with the horses. Somebody say, I'm running. So what are you saying, Pastor? Listen, God's preparing us to run with horses. He's making us better than we ever were before. Come on, amen. Hallelujah, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, most people that pastor a church today, they did everything right. They graduated high school. They went to Bible school. They got their theology degree. They went to seminary. They did all the right thing. They crossed all their T's, dotted all their I's. They did everything they had to do to be a pastor. You know what? You're looking at a guy where they told me it won't never happen. Ain't gonna happen. You dropped out of high school. You partied all the time. You didn't go to college. You didn't go to seminary. You didn't get a theology degree. Ain't nobody ever gonna try. My own denomination didn't want me. Come on, somebody. You know what? I'm running. Oh! I'm running with horses. I'm running with horses. Somebody get up and run. Hallelujah. They said it couldn't be done. They said it will never happen. No! See, the enemy of your life's gonna come to you and say, your dream ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. You think you got all this built up in your head, it ain't never gonna happen. This is what you need to do. I'm running. Oh, I'm running. They said, you ain't got what it takes. They said your kids won't never get off drugs. They said your husband won't never stop drinking. They said your home won't never be healed. No! No! I'm running with the horses. Ain't no footman bringing me down. Forrest. He's got them braces on his legs. They're coming to get him. He's got footmen running after him. They're going to beat him up. I feel a hinge starting to give out. Oh, it's starting to fall off. What did he say? He said, from that day forward, I was running. Oh. I say it's time to start running. I say it's time to contend with things we never thought we could contend with. God has built you for more. He didn't build you and design you to quit when footmen came. I know it don't look good. I know it don't feel good. I know it's hard. I know the economy's the pits. I know the politics are wearing you out. I know you can't watch the news at night. But I got news for you today, ladies and gentlemen. You were built for more. Somebody shout more. Come on, stand to your feet all over the room this morning. Lift your hands up all over the room. Right now, in the name of Jesus, say this with me. I was built for more. I'm still here, and I'm running with the horses. Ain't no footman taking me out. Ain't no rumor taking me out. Ain't no gossip taking me out. Ain't no lie taking me out. Ain't no bill taking me out. Ain't no IRS taking me out. Ain't nobody in my family gonna kill my dream. I'm running with the horses. Give him praise. Come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo!
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. 5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.